You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
Welcome to the Britpop Show, and this week we've got an exciting week because we have members of Electricity in the house with us. That's right. If you've got any questions for Electricity, let me know, because they will be joining us very shortly. In the meantime, let me let you know what I got up to at the weekend. At the weekend, I went to a couple of gigs, and one of them, I went to Blenheim Palace and I saw Sheryl Crow, and she smashed it out of the park. And I know she doesn't qualify at all for the Britpop Show, but that's irrelevant because she was that good. I'm going to play what I thought was her best song of the night. This is Run Baby Run.
I was born in November 1963, the day Aldous Huxley died. And a mama believed that every man could be free. So her mama got high, high, high. And her daddy marched on Birmingham, singing mighty protest songs. And he pictured all the places where he knew that she belonged. But he failed them Tyler Young, the only thing she needed to carry on. He taught her how to run.
Do not adjust your sets. You are indeed listening to the Britpop Show, but I'm celebrating the fact that I went to Blenheim Palace yesterday and saw Sheryl Crow. She was supporting Crowded House and she smashed it out of the Blenheim Park. She was brilliant. Sheryl, if you're listening, you're welcome on the show anytime, even though it's called the Britpop Show and you really are not in any way Britpop. She was talking about this song she wrote, My Favourite Mistake. She said it may have been about an English guy, but she wasn't prepared to talk about that. Anyway, that's not even today's theme, i.e. non-Britpop related stuff. Today's theme is Electricity. Electricity are back, they're on tour, and after this song, to remind you how brilliant Electricity are, we will have Steve, lead guitarist, and Nigel, the songwriter from Electricity, live. If you have any questions for them, let me know. This is Morning Afterglow.
Another banger in the mix.
Now is not the time to go. I feel the morning afterglow, and it feels oh very strange. It's very, very frightening. I realize what's happening. Could it be that I'd fall in love? She's here. Only one for me, and she's got everything I need. Turn my back and run away. She's the only one for me, and she's got everything I need. Turn my back and run away. It's not the time to go. I feel the morning afterglow, and it feels oh very strange. It's very, very frightening. I realize what's happening. Could it be that I'd fall in love? She's the only one.
Morning Afterglow by Electricity, and by an absolute coincidence, we have two members of Electricity in the studio. Apparently, although we're having a few technical issues, they can't actually hear us. Nigel, Steve, are you there? No, they're not. We're going to have to sort these technical issues out. And while we're doing that, I will play you something by Dodgy. This is If You're Thinking of Me.
I'm waiting for a friend to come to help me off the ground. Better come sooner than later, can't stop feeling down. Scattered memories drifting back from my stereo. Of how we dream this could be and how we let it go. If you're thinking of me, you've got to let me know. 'Cause loneliness seems such a waste. Stop feeling low. I'm searching for the rights that I've got in my mind. Sympathy and understanding, and there's no better time. No one ever showed you how. Stand around and watch you burn. If you're thinking of me, you've got to let me know. 'Cause loneliness seems such a waste. I can't stop feeling low.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to do it like this, guys. You can hear me now, I'm assuming, and I'm going to ask you a question, and then I'm going to put you through the desk so everyone can actually hear you through the desk. So the first question is, you guys, your name is Electricity. Great name, brilliant name nowadays, because you type that in Google, for example. Your name was pre-Google, obviously, but you type that in Google and you're going to go straight to your band. It's not like, you know, Oasis or Blur or something like that, where you could go anywhere. But you weren't always Electricity, were you?
There were a few variations on a theme, I guess, yeah, before that.
Yeah, I think the first one was Ruby. Nige thinks it was about a week that we were called Ruby.
Yeah, it was only Ali that liked it. I don't think anybody
else. Ali liked that one. And then was it Crush? Vivid?
No, Crush was next for a little bit.
Then. But then we wanted to keep Crush, and then there was a 60s band. And we had this phone call, because we didn't have internet to research band names or anything then. So it was you can't be using my band's name. You know, it's like this old retired, you know, musician. And it was like he went absolutely off the wall with it and was threatening to sue us and everything. So we had to change, basically, that. So then we went to Vivid. And
then there was somebody else called Vivid.
There was somebody else called
changed
Vivid.
That too.
And
I think that was part of the reasoning then of like, okay, if we're going to change it, we need to find something that nobody else could possibly have ever. You know, and it was these words electric and ecstasy, putting them together to get Electricity, this sort of like a rock word, a dance word, and this kind of fusion of these two things. Very grand ideas back in those days, you know, but definitely a big piece of it was, we just need a name that nobody else could possibly have. So I think we at least achieved that, even if it is probably the most best spelling mistake of all time. So it's like...
but the problem is like Alexa doesn't recognize it. It doesn't recognize the pronunciation. So,
Alexa.
Play Electricity, and it's be like, okay, here's some Elastica.
I think that's the problem with Alexa anyway. You ask her to do anything, she won't do what you ask her to do. It's like, turn the lights on, and she's like, you know, let's deal with the fights. You know, she just doesn't do it.
Say, no, you can't afford to put the lights on.
Well, exactly. Now, you are back with a tour. We're going to talk about the tour in a bit. But I've asked you to come up with some Britpop songs that you wanted to play. And I think, Steve, you chose Richard III by Supergrass. And Nigel, you were wholeheartedly in support of that. Why is that?
You want a real deep reason. I know there's a chord change in it where it goes like, I'm going to say a flattened fifth. I love it. It's just, I like the chords in it. I mean, great band, great sound. But specifically, there's a chord change in it that has always done it for me. It's got that sort of slightly grunge-like element to it. So I just love the sound and love that particular song. So it always kind of, I don't know, hit a chord with me. How about that?
Yeah, I introduced it without...
Yeah.
Richard III by Supergrass, as requested by Electricity, who are live in the studio. I say live in the studio at the end of a lead, which is currently causing issues, but we'll get there, don't worry. Now, we've got Steve, lead guitarist, and we've got Nigel, chief songwriter from Electricity. Nigel, of course, is the one who wrote Morning Afterglow that you heard at the start of the show. But they disappeared from our screens for 20-odd years. And last year, guys, you came back with a bang. Tell me about that. What caused the comeback?
Hey, David, a big part of the cause of the comeback was you and your show. Not kidding, actually. It's like, I think you played Marie Marie, which we stuck out. And it kind of, I mean, it's not like we ever broke up. We just, circumstances occurred and we found ourselves in different parts of the world. But the fact that somebody actually gave a crap about what we were doing was just awesome. And it kind of really, I don't know, just kind of spurred us to want to really do it again and go, yeah, we can do this. And then obviously technology's moved on to the point where it became possible to record, even though we're in different parts of the world. It's just it's so much different than it was 20 years ago. So we recorded an album, which was so much fun. And then last year, we thought, okay, can we take it one step further? Could we play live again? Can Steve and I go dueling guitars on stage once more? And, you know, at first, we're like, wow, we'd have to rehearse for weeks. How could we possibly do that? Because I live in the States, Steve's in the UK, our bass player Alex is in Colombia, Jim's in Australia. You know, we're like, oh my God, how are we going to do this? But we figured, well, if we just practice a lot, and then maybe put it together for a few days, we can make it work. And it did. It was so much fun.
The thing that's destroyed music so much in so many ways with like streaming and everything has actually made life a lot easier in terms of us being able to keep it together as a band on four continents. You know, so it's like there's all that file sharing and, you know, you can upload things to drives online and everything. And it's immediate. It was as soon as I got fibre internet. Before that, it was a nightmare.
Being in Halford West,
far Wales, it's like, you know, we only got gas like 3 months ago. So, but yeah, amazing how the technology's allowed that to happen. Really, we were thinking like in our very early days of, do we actually have to sign a record deal? You know, because the internet was in its infancy with 56k modems. We were on the edge. Could have been one of the first bands to actually crack the internet in its infancy. And we went the traditional route of, you know, big record deals, and which was amazing, but could have been different, you know.
You've gone the non-traditional route of recording an album in a really, you know, 21st century way. But then you've gone to my understanding is that you've gone vinyl.
Yes, good point. So this is awesome for us. I mean, it's so much fun. So we actually have the new album, or newish album, To the Other Side. It's going to be available. It's out on vinyl, or going to be available at vinyl in some upcoming gigs, which I guess we can talk about as well in a bit. But yeah, a lot of that then last year, we tried doing a couple of the gigs and it worked. It was, you know, we did one in Cheltenham and then one at the 100 Club in London. And it was great. It actually worked. It worked really well. So that kind of set us up then for realizing, okay, we can do a tour, which is obviously what's coming up later this year. But yeah, your playing of Marie Marie and all that kind of stuff was no small part of triggering us kind of going, yeah, let's do this. Let's actually, you know, like have some fun. And it's been awesome. It's been so much fun to actually do it, both the recording and, you know, playing live as well.
And Steve, you told me something interesting, Steve, about the way in which vinyls are produced or mixed compared to like a CD or something to do with the pin jumping off the record. What was that you were telling me about?
If you're putting too much bass into it, it will literally jump the needle out of the groove and it'll go haywire. So the guy, we had what they call GVR, Daddy Bones from Grand Vinyl, help us through all of that to, you know, get the right mastering for it as well. And quite an eye-opener really into how all of that works. Having it's crazy that we never actually did vinyl back in the day. I think I did actually have there's one copy of test pressing of Today's the Day. That's all we had done, was like with this one pressing. I still have it.
I think Lost in Space actually came out as a single on vinyl. I have Lost in Space as a single on vinyl, but that's that's the only one. Ali's exploding head.
Yeah, but to have this album out now is just...
Yeah, this is the first time we've had an album on vinyl. Yeah, yeah.
And so we're hoping to like get the other albums out on vinyl as well. Can't really afford to do it all at once, but you know, we're on a stepping stone kind of thing, really. So,
and I think that's right. And I think I've got Lost in Space on 7-inch vinyl. I think the B side of that was this. There's this sort of really brilliant song. It's like a scratchy type song, and it's called Cosmic Crusader, I think.
Yeah, it's a jazz song, and for someone who really is not a fan of jazz, it's an interesting one that I wrote once upon a time. And it is, it's this really sort of like 1920s sounding sort of jazzy thing, which has, I think, the distinction, certainly in my mind, of having, I think, the most chords of any song I've ever written. I mean, there's only 12 different notes, but somehow with majors and minors, I think there's like 17 different chords in it. So it's sort of just a really interesting kind of piece, but it's just got a lovely kind of fresh vibe to it. And then we recorded it as part of the first album and then sort of made it, gave it that kind of old vinyl treatment, you know what I mean? So it kind of sounds like even more vinyl scratchy than the recording was, which was interesting. But yeah, interesting little number, I must say.
Well, we're gonna play something off the new album now. We're gonna play A Million Pictures, which I think is the song that opens up the album. We're gonna play that, and then after that, we're gonna hear a bit more from Electricity. Someone wrote a book about Electricity. How cool is that? And then after that, we're gonna hear about your new tour. But this is A Million Pictures off their new album. And if you haven't got the new Electricity album, at the moment it's available on Spotify, but it will be available on vinyl. So get out there and support these artists and get it, please. This is A Million Pictures. Check out this banger.
You're listening to The Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
Some days I we'll be right back.
Million Pictures by Electricity, and I've learnt my lesson on that one. There's got some dodgy bit at the end where the lead singer, Ali, is going, oh, I think that recorded, not quite sure. And that caught me out a couple of weeks ago on the show, and I've made sure it doesn't catch me out this week. We do, of course, have Steve, lead guitarist, and Nigel. Nigel, I called you the songwriter, but you do a lot more than that. I know, not just the songwriter. Nigel's actually on stage as well, competing with Steve. They have to put them on opposite ends of the stage so they don't drown each other out. Now, so we've got them in the studio, live in the studio, and guys, you've got the honour of somebody actually having written a book about you. Pete Trainer wrote a book purely about Electricity. There's not many bands have that honour.
Yeah, I mean, this was just one of the most amazing things ever, and certainly one of the most interesting projects I've ever had the chance to be involved in. So there's this guy, Pete from Yeovil, who was a fan back in the day, has gone on to become real sort of significant player in sort of the tech AI sort of industry world. And one of the things he was involved in sort of, I think about 2008, was actually setting up a streaming company back when that kind of stuff was kicking off. And for him, the genesis of this came when he was, the company he was trying to set up got given these huge files from all the record labels of like, okay, here's all the music for your streaming company, which I guess is what they did back in the day. And he said, right, I'm going to go and find my favorite album. Where's Electricity? Beautiful, Insane. And it wasn't on there. It wasn't there. So our album was just like missing. And there's definitely some, you know, rather bizarre things about that. So it led him on a bit of a quest and ultimately sort of a where are they now sort of thing. And he caught up with us. And so he wrote this incredible book, which kind of talks a lot about the band, but it's about the band ostensibly, but it also talks about how the music industry shifted over that sort of 20 plus year period from the late 90s through the early 2000s, which obviously had a huge impact on us. I mean, it's almost impossible to talk about the story of Electricity without talking about that technology journey in music, right? What happened with streaming. And then even again, as we were talking about before, technology's coming sort of full circle to the point where we're able to kind of do everything we're doing again now because of it, even though it kind of messed everything up for us really heavily in a big way in that sort of early 2000s. So the book charts all that and kind of, the book basically ends with us about to gig last year. So it kind of rather nicely gets right up to that point. So yeah, been an absolutely fascinating process to be involved with. And, you know, recounting all the stories, Ali and all of us, Steve and I going to meet Clive Davis for the first time in the Astoria in London, just hilarious, just such incredible, you know, stories and so forth.
It's amazing from my angle of how this actually came about as well, because I'd actually watched this TED talk on that was being shared on X, or it was Twitter then, much better world then, and basically, so I messaged this guy and was like, oh, that was amazing, you know, that's just like really, you know, tug my heartstrings with that, and it was Pete. And he said, oh, you're in Electricity, aren't you? I used to follow you. And just randomly, and we were just like messaging, you know, directly. Nothing mentioned about doing a book or anything. And so it just naturally progressed. You know, he was asking questions about the band. Where did it go wrong? You know, you guys went to America and just disappeared. And we thought that was it, basically. And so I kind of filled him in on some of it. And then he was really inspired to fill those big holes of the story, and so that's hence the book. And so it's a real fascinating bit of history, really, into how music has changed since the 90s, everything we've been through. Brilliant, you know, if anyone's researching history in music, then grab a copy, you'll love it, you know, because it's real and it's funny. it's crazy. It's very messed up financially and politically with the industry. It's like we were on a roller coaster and we'd reached like the top and then we just rolled back down, and that's what it was like, really, being right at the pinnacle of breaking through. And you know, this is a battle that so many bands have, and yeah, I think people will have some familiarity with, you know, this musicians, certainly in our story. So, yeah, I'm really proud of what Peter's done with this and how we've all contributed into it. Yeah. Amazing.
I like your analogy, Steve. I think, though, I'd take it one step further. It's like we're on a roller coaster at the apex of a curve, and you're in the roller coaster cars. And for us, it was more that suddenly the entire roller coaster just disappeared, right? And so that's more what it was like. It wasn't like there was this slow thing. It was just like, what? You know, and it was kind of like that. So, but yeah, the book's fantastic. And it's been, you know, on sort of Amazon bestseller lists, like music biographies and stuff now for, I guess, the best part of a year, which is pretty crazy. So yeah, been really interesting.
Well, it's obviously an absolute honor. There's not many bands get that. I was telling you guys beforehand, we're going to talk about your tour immediately after this song. So anybody interested in getting tickets to Electricity, stay tuned, because we are about to tell you all about the tour and where you can get the tickets. But I went to a gig. The 90s are back. Shed 7 are big in their gigs. Liam Gallagher's out doing Definitely Maybe. Of course, we had John Squire and Liam Gallagher. And at the weekend, I went to see Embrace in Coventry. I mean, it was dodgy venue, but, you know, what can you do? But Embrace, it was like being back in the 90s, and they absolutely killed it. They were really, really good. And if anybody wants to go and see a gig after they've seen the Electricity gig, then I do recommend going out and seeing Embrace. But it's important that we do, to pardon the pun, embrace the live culture, because back 4 years ago, we were all sat in our bedrooms wishing we could go back to gigs, and we can't get complacent about this. So I always say to people who are listening that we really need to go out and do this. We really need to go out and support these artists, because without us coming to your gigs, you don't have the revenue, you don't have the income in order to create the new music. I know it's cheaper to do new music now, but you do need some money in order to progress. And so if people like the music, they should go and support you guys in order that there is more music. Who knows that the fact that you guys go on tour, you may now write a song which becomes somebody's best song ever. And so really, people need to go and support live music. And on that, I'm going to play what was probably the best one that Embrace played on the night. It was Ashes.
Hits from the 1990s.
Ashes by Embrace. Saw that live at the weekend. Now we're talking about live music because we have Electricity in the studio. And Steve, you are going on tour. Please tell us about how you're going to bring live music to the nation.
We have a whack of gigs in July, and they all start in early July in West Wales. So the first one is Friday, the 5th of July at the Harbour Inn in Solva, Pembrokeshire. Saturday the 6th is Sin City in Swansea, which is a crazy venue. That's going to be a mega night with a support called Baby Teeth. And check them out on YouTube. They are just amazing. Sunday the 7th is Dorchester, which is Echo Town Studios. Now, we're actually going to be doing some recording there for this.
Yeah, it's like a live recording session gig, yeah.
That's going to be pretty interesting. That's really limited tickets on that. Then the iconic London Water Rats on Thursday, July the 11th. And that's with The Kind. We're just all so looking forward to that. And they're also joining us on the following night, 12th of July, at the Jericho in Oxford. That's a wicked venue. 13th, the Hare and Hounds with Baby Teeth. That's in Birmingham. And then following night, Bristol at Louisiana with Syracuse, who are absolutely on banging fine form, doing loads of gigs at the moment. One to watch, definitely. Then we've got July the 18th is a Thursday night in Weymouth, going back to this was our very first gig. If you remember that night, you probably dressed up or something for that one.
Yeah, probably.
A pub called, it's actually free entry on this one. We just wanted to do it because it was our first ever gig as Electricity, called Finn's. And that used to be called O'Flanagan's back in the day. That's going to be amazing. Quicksilver Mail on Friday 19th.
Sold out.
Absolutely sold. That sold out within a week. Nick Capaldi's supporting us on that, who's a great singer-songwriter. And then final show, Exeter Cavern, which is Muse territory. And believe it or not, back in the day, Muse supported us like two or three times.
Yep.
It was twice, was it?
Yeah, twice.
Twice, yeah. So Exeter Cavern. And the support for that is a young band called Poppy Show. So many great acts joining us on these gigs, and we've been absolutely spoiled with so many great bands, great music, and Speakeasy, who've helped promote the gigs, have helped us build bridges to all these bands as well. So that's been amazing for them to help do that.
I think it's great. What's really great about this tour is that a lot of bands go on tour and they'll they have a certain amount of following, and then they just have one support act that follows them around the whole time. But you guys have really done it well, I think, in that you've gone for local artists who need a bit of a help and need a bit of a helping hand, but are nevertheless quite good. I know, for example, Syracuse supported you guys at Cheltenham, and they played a really banging set. And it's brilliant that they're coming. I mean, the Louisiana is a great venue as well. And I think it's just brilliant that you guys are doing this for not just for you guys, but for the small bands as well.
We've been there, right? We've been that band that needed exposure, needed help, and so forth and so on. So it's just great to be able to kind of do that. It's also fun and enjoyable to see people actually doing it still with energy and with passion and actually playing and performing. Loved hearing and seeing Syracuse last year, for example, when we played in Cheltenham. It was great. So, yeah, we're excited to kind of get out there and see people kind of playing and doing their thing.
Now, we've had a question from a listener. This is from Mark. He says, what was it like for Electricity playing live last year compared to in the 90s? Was it like band and audience have matured and aged gracefully, or was it like they'd never been away?
Hopefully a bit of both. To be honest, it was just so much fun to actually play live again with the band. I haven't, it's not like, it's not like I've gone away and played with tons of other bands or had a ton of other things. I've done a few things here and there, but I haven't really enjoyed playing live with anybody else. It just hasn't been, it's just not something I've done much of, because playing with Electricity and doing everything that we did was just so special back in the day that nothing really compared to that, right? Playing with anybody else was just always a very pale imitation. So it's just not something I've done much of. So to actually get back up again and to hear it sounding good, to play Foot Soldiers again, my God, and actually hear that going, yeah. I remember it was when we were in the sound check, David, after you'd done your little singing of Morning Afterglow, which you got to sing in sound check for a bit. We played Foot Soldiers as part of the sound check in Cheltenham. And I just remember after that thinking, oh, this is going to be all right. Like, this is actually going to be okay. Because up until that point, we just really didn't know, how is this going to feel? Matured gracefully, I don't know, maybe a bit, but it was Foot Soldiers that got me going. So maybe it's still like we never went away,
Absolutely. And Foot Soldiers, I mean, it's one of my favorites. I've told you guys, and I've told the, I've told the listeners that back in the day, that it was a song that really meant a lot to me, because I used to listen to it before I used to do 800s, and you used to have a song to get in the zone. And Foot Soldiers was my song. I used to visualize doing my 800 whilst listening to Foot Soldiers. And I think I ran 159 the year that I had Foot Soldiers as my song. It was a big year. Right, we're going to play one more song, and then we'll play something by Pulp, and then we're going to finish with an Electricity song, just to remind people of what they can expect at the upcoming tour. This is Misshapes, and then everybody's going to have to say goodbye, I'm afraid. Here we go.
Here comes another banger.
Misshapes, mistakes, misfits, raised on a diet of broken biscuits. Oh, we don't look the same as you, and we don't do the things you do, but we live around here too, oh really. Misshapes, mistakes, misfits, we like to go to town, but we can't risk it all, cause they just want to keep us out. You could end up with a smack in the mouth just for standing out now, really.
We're making it now.
And that, as they say, is that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to hand over to Electricity to end the show for us. Guys, can you just remind us, firstly, where we can get tickets? And secondly, can you introduce the last song, please?
Yeah, sure. Tickets are electricity.live, all online. Just follow the links through to that and you'll be able to find your tickets. They're about £10 plus booking fee. We've kept it really cheap. So, yeah, look forward to seeing everyone there. Thank you, David.
All right, thanks, David. Yeah, so the last song, this is Rocket Man from a few albums ago. And this is Alex's favourite song. And I have to say, as we've been practising for the live shows, this is fast becoming my favourite song as well. Live, this is going to be an absolute banger. So here it is, Rocket Man.
So I'm a dreamer.